We acknowledge the original caretakers and healers of all lands, the First Nations people, and we pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging. Hello, I'm Angela from Perth in Western Australia, and where I am, it's the morning of the 9th of June 2022. This meditation comes from Chapter 17, Teachings from the Sacred Triangle, Volume 2, by David Kane. I will be our guide. Let us take a moment and bring our thoughts and energies together in a healing way. Take three deep breaths as we go into a meditative state and connect with healing energy. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send the quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Take a moment to receive and feel this light shaping your cosmic egg. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. In the Kabbalah, B'Tselem, or your astral body, is connected to the garments worn by the soul prior to birth and that are put on again in paradise after death. It is the fine material of the holy ethereal body. It is also referred to as the astral image or etheric double of you. When you are with fear, your astral image becomes distorted and it becomes difficult to leave this dimension in a higher spiritual framework. Even though you leave Earth, you could remain involved in the incarnational cycle and in the dramatic magnetic force of the incarnations, if you hold onto those emotions. You are never totally freed from the earth karma until you ascend and transform yourself to the fifth dimension. It is the magnetic reincarnational belt, or MRB, which ties us to the earth. Tomar and the Arcturians see the overwhelming magnetic force of the incarnational light around this earth. Please take another three deep breaths and go into a state of spiritual relaxation. Connect with your personal power and your psychic abilities. We are going to ascend into the Ring of Ascension so that we get a better grasp of the dramatic unfoldment of this process. An event or sudden development can be seen as a preparation. It is an initial warning. this is what is going to be, only it's going to be much more intense. How are you to prepare yourself for this event or sudden development? The first step is to form a cushion of protective light around your emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. Komar brings down a special formula of green and golden light into a form that looks like an etheric stone covering. It is coming directly from the fifth dimensional starship Athena into the Arcturian Group of 40 structure and to each of you. Please give your permission for this to happen. It will be placed around each of your astral bodies or your tselim, the configuration of your light-soul interaction. Komar transmits this energy into the top of your head as he begins now to send energy. Receive this etheric stone-like substance as it is placed around you and totally transferred into your energy fields. From a visual standpoint, it will turn up approximately in an area of about 8 to 10 inches from your physical body. It is now being totally transferred into your energy fields. Whilst this is happening, meditate now on what it means to have this cushion in your spiritual apparatus and in your spiritual toolbox. It will assist you with regard to the upcoming events and developments that will be coming to Earth. It will also assist you when you are coming into a higher platform and a higher vibration. If you have a special protective layer of energy, then you will be able to maintain your consciousness. The suit will assist you in coming into the Arcturian realm. The Arcturians love this suit. With this cushion suit or cushion layer, you will be able to receive special stepped down energy, which will transform you to an even higher level. Be aware of the etheric cushion suit that is around you now. It is important that you begin to magnify your connection to the starship Athena in the Jupiter corridor. Athena. Komar brings you into the outer chamber of the Athena starship. It is a magnificent healing area platform filled with golden light. It is filled with an energy that is receptive to your particular vibration. The Arcturians understand that star travel is based on the ability to match one's vibrational state with a particular energy. That energy vibration is directed and is formulated through special thermodynamic energy. It is then matched by the thought patterns of those who are in the Athena starship. Those who are not matching their thought patterns with the energy of the spaceship will not be able to transfer themselves with the Arcturians into the next realm. You may then ask, how can I guarantee that I will be able to match myself with the energy of this special healing platform? Space, interdimensional ship. Receive now a band of light around your head with a tachyon stone above your third eye. In the tachyon stone, there will be a centerline connection to the starship Athena. Athena. Please, in your thoughts, continue to place this cushion around you, even after this session is complete. You will now handle the most severe event that will come with great ease. This is a true accomplishment of a starseed. You are in a hot seat of great energies, and you will ensure the new fifth dimensional structure. It is important that you hold this fifth dimensional structure not only for yourself, but also for Earth. There must be a breaking down now in order for the fifth dimensional process to begin and hold. Continue visualizing your connection with the starship in the Jupiter corridor. In your own time, return to your physical body in perfect alignment. Be aware that you are fully grounded. Thank you for participating in this meditation.